You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Very often, I re-examine myself in my 3 decades of preaching. How am I doing?
我们今天常常批评那些还没有信主的。
Very often, it's easy for us to criticize those who have not believed.
哎呀，心真刚硬。
You say, oh, these people, their hearts are so hard.
撒旦把他的眼睛都蒙起来了。
Their eyes are blinded by Satan.
那个魔鬼用油涂抹了他们的耳朵。
Their ears are plugged up with oil.
哎呀，这些人真是怎么搞的？什么时候才能够醒过来
？When will they wake up to the truth?
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们应该回过头来检讨我们传道的方法和态度。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps sometimes we need to turn around and re-examine and evaluate how we are preaching the word.
责备警戒要配上劝勉。
We need to correct and rebuke, but then to go along with encourage.
弟兄姊妹很有意思，八节的圣经里面，保罗用一节来告诉我们怎么个做法。
It's very interesting how Paul used one whole verse to teach us how to do this.
另外用七节提到传道的原因和动机。
But then he used 7 verses to give us the motivation and the reason for preaching.
在整个侍奉主的体验里面。
And in my own understanding of serving the Lord,
我知道方法很重要。
I know the methodology is important.
方法影响结果
because it has a direct bearing on the effects.
方法影响效率
it has a direct bearing on efficiency.
但是弟兄姊妹在我们的信仰里面
but in our faith,
一个侍奉主的人的动机比方法更重要。
The motivation of a person serving the Lord is more important than the method.
不是你怎么传，而是你为什么去传。
It's not how you preach, but why you preach.
今天我们在神的面前，有一天被他在他的面前被审问，在他的面前被检讨的时候。
One day we will need to give an accounting before the Lord.
主不是看我们的方法好不好，主乃是看我们为什么来到主的面前。
The Lord will not check us on what method we use, but then why did you come before me?
所以他用七节的圣经提到提摩太传道应该注意的动机。
So Paul used 7 verses to describe the proper motivation for Timothy.
保罗在这里用的动机非常的特别。
And he used some very interesting examples.
跟我们的理性，跟我们所了解的好像有一点不同。
And somewhat paradoxical because it doesn't go along with our rationale.
4章1节是提到第一个动机。
For example, in verse 1.
3节到5节是第二个动机。
From verse 3 to 5 is the second motivation.
从第6到第8节是第三个动机。
From verses 6 to 8 is the third.
4章1节第一个动机，保罗是提醒他将来有一个审判。
The first motivation in verse 1 is in the future there will be judgment.
第二个动机3节5节保罗是让他看见世人真正的需要在哪里。
In verses 3 to 5, Paul is painting a picture of the true need of the world.
然后第三他用什么来成为提摩太侍奉的动机呢？用他的见证，用他的榜样。
And he used his own example and testimony to be the third motivation.
弟兄姊妹，今天在基督教的信仰里面，永远见证和榜样是一个重要的挑战。
Today in the Christian world, indeed, an example, a testimony is so important.
弟兄姊妹，如果你今天告诉我说李牧师你讲道讲得不好
，If you tell me today, Pastor Lee, your sermons are not very good,
我会难过。
Perhaps I'll be hurt,
但是我不会很伤心。
But I will not be very sad.
但是当我知道我没有见证、没有榜样的时候，我比讲道讲得不好，心里面还要沮丧，还要难过。
But I would be very frustrated and hurt if I found out that my testimony and my example is not living up to its standard.
偏偏今天的基督教就失败在这里。
And that is where a lot of times the Christian world fails.
今天许多的传道人在台下的生活 来拆毁他在台上的建造。
So many preachers today, through their daily living, is breaking up the words that they preach.
你们已经听得太多了，原谅我再讲一遍，反正明年以后就听不到了。
You have heard me mention these examples so many times.
今天的基督教可以被人听，不可以被人看。
The Christian world today can be listened to, but not be scrutinized.
今天我们看见在台上许多讲得口沫横飞的信息。
We see many people preaching very moving sermons.
但弟兄姊妹，请你不要在台下，请你不要在礼拜堂的门外去拆毁在台上所建造。
But please do not go out and then through your daily living.Break apart the words preached.
当然今天很糟糕，那个拆毁的人就是建造的那个人的本身。哇，这是一个很悲哀的事情。
Of course, the greatest tragedy is that the person who preached is the one whose lives are breaking their preaching.
但是今天我们也看见许许多多的信徒在外面拆毁神的仆人在神的殿里面所建造。
But then many believers today are also taking apart.What the preachers are trying to build.
保罗提到第一个，凭着主耶稣的显现和他的国度来劝勉提摩太务要传道。
In verse 1, Paul says, "In view of his appearing and his kingdom."
在圣经里面，在新约圣经里面，有两件事情跟主的显现和国度连在一起有关系。
There are certain things in the New Testament, that we see always coming together with the appearance of Jesus and his kingdom.
一个是主耶稣的救赎的工作。
One is his salvation work.
借着耶稣基督在十字架所成就的。
Through the work that he accomplished on the cross.
建立他的国度，显现他真正的身份。
He built up his kingdom and he showed his true identity.
这是在耶稣基督的救赎的工作上面，我们看见他的显现和国度的关系。
So we can see his appearance and his kingdom through his salvation work.
新约圣经里面第二个跟他的显现和国度有关系。
But there's a second thing.
是主耶稣基督的审判的权柄。
And that is his power of judgment.
在十字架上面的显现很明显的是一个羞辱的，是一个失败的记号。
The work on the cross is a work of shame and indeed signifying failure.
弟兄姊妹，十字架原来并不是个荣耀。
The cross is not something to be proud of.
十字架是痛苦的，十字架是羞辱的，十字架是受欺的。
It is injury. It is shameful.
所以我们在十字架上所看见的是上帝的大爱。
And that is what we see on the cross, the great love of God.
但是我们知道主耶稣基督造作，根据他的应许和预言和宣告，有一天他要再来。
But in his own words of proclamation, we know that Jesus said he will come again.
这里告诉我们说，他来的时候要审判活人和死人。
And when he comes, he's going to judge the living and the dead.
那一次的显现是尊荣的，那一次的显现是威严的，那一次的显现是严肃的。
And that is a glorious and serious appearance.
我们知道保罗在他的神学里面。
In Paul's own theology.
他兼顾神的慈爱性，也兼顾神的公义性。
He is very strong on the love and justice of God.
但是为什么？为什么？在他临别证言的时候，他没有提到神的爱，只提到耶稣基督的审判。
But notice here, when he is about to die, he is emphasizing the judgment of God.
因为我们都知道一件事情。
Because we know one thing.
人呢，有人性的软弱。
We as humans have our own weakness.
我们对人的时候。
When we are facing others,
常常是多给审判，少给慈爱。
We give judgment to others more than we give love.
我们对人普通常常是多给审判，少给慈爱。
Very often we give others more judgment than love.
但是很奇怪，我们跟神要的时候
，But when we turn to God,
我们是多要慈爱，少要审判。
We ask from God love and not judgment.
这是很不公平的事情。
This is not fair.
我们对人，我们是对他多有审判，少有慈爱。
To others, we ask for judgment and not love.
今天人际的关系就出在这里。
And this is where personal relations fail.
夫妻的问题就出在这里。
This is where the husband and wife relationship.
两代的问题就出在这里。
Intergeneration.
我们那个审判性超过慈爱性。
Our judgmental attitude is stronger than our love.
我们来到神的面前刚好相反。
And yet when we come to God, we turn all the way around.
我们要神多给爱，希望少有审判。
We ask God for love and not judgment.
到了一个地步，保罗不能不在他一息尚存的时候，把他心里面这个感动告诉提摩太。
And in the end, Paul cannot help but share what's in his heart.
这是我上次讲过的。
I shared with you last time.
今天我们的忠心，弟兄姊妹，上帝知道了。
God knows our faithfulness.
今天我们的摆上，上帝知道。
God knows how much we have put in.
今天我们左手的奉献不让右手知道，上帝知道。
When we say the left hand does not know what the right hand gives, God knows.
今天我们坐在人背后的，坐在神身上的事情，上帝是知道。
The things that we do behind people, but God would know.
如果没有上帝的审判性，上帝就不公平。
If there is no judgment from God, then God is not just.
我们人很软弱。
We are weak.
做一点点就希望全世界都知道。
We do a little and we want the whole world to know.
所以我们希望花一点钱去设立一个广播电台。
We want to put some money and then start a broadcast station.
希望广播电台把我的善行，把我的好事能够传遍遐迩，远近都知道。
So that all will know the good things, good deeds that I have done.
不多讲，弟兄姊妹不要忘记，主要审判他的教会。
But let me remind you that God will judge the church.
第三节到第五节提到第二个保罗提醒他们的地方。
From verses 3 to 5 is the second motivation.
不只是将来我们要在神的面前要交账。
Not only that we have to give an account to God.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我再说一句。
Allow me to emphasize this again.
当你侍奉主侍奉到很孤单的时候。
When you feel you're very lonely,
不要忘记
Don't forget,
主知道就够了
It's sufficient that our Lord knows.
六个字，主知道就够了
Our Lord knows.
然后在第三节到第五节，保罗从另外一个角度来提醒他务要传道
And then from verses 3 to 5, Paul encouraged Timothy in another way.
他从供和求的角度来讲到传道的动机
He talking about theconcept of supply and demand.
在侍奉主的经历里面，大概影响我最深的，就是常常想到供和求的问题。
Perhaps one of the concepts that influenced my ministry the most is the concept of supply and demand.
也就说明为什么每一个礼拜六、礼拜天要讲到前一个晚上，我把讲章拿出来，反复的看，反复的复习，反复的检讨。我就是从供和求的角度来检讨我的讲章。
And when I'm to preach on Sunday, on Saturday, I would take out the sermon and I will re-examine, evaluate according to supply and demand.
今天教会有两种现象。
There are two pictures of the church today.
一个好的现象是供不应求。
Perhaps the better picture is if there's an oversupply.
就是说我们不够 supply, 就是说弟兄姊妹的需要讲台上哎呀一直供一直供大家觉得但是永远觉得不够。
I'm sorry, it's insufficient supply that it just wouldn't meet the need.
另外一个现象是什么
What is the other picture?
一个是供不应求，求主把供不应求的恩典给我。一种是供不应求
They are not balanced.
第二是供不对求。你供了半天不是弟兄姊妹的需要。
Another problem is the supply is not what the demand asking for.
我常常做这个比方，我说很多时候讲道的人在讲道好像那道就从弟兄姊妹头上飘过去。
Sometimes I feel that the sermons just floating on top of everybody's head.
不落实的。
It's just wouldn't come down and take root.
耳边风的就过去。
It's like a breeze blowing across your ear.
所以保罗在这里提醒说你要去传道你要了解你的市场是什么样子。
So Paul is saying here, you have to do market research.
为什么务要传道因为人需要道
You need to preach because the world needs the word.
你看在第三节讲到纯正的道第四节讲到真道都提到这个道
In verse 3, the Chinese use the same word, but in the NIV it says you have to put up with sound doctrine. And in verse 4, he uses truth.
我突然在准备的时候就想到孔子说一句话朝闻道夕死可也这一句话
And then I'm reminded of what Confucius said If I can hear the true word in the morning Then I could die in the evening
弟兄姊妹你知道 那些年来我常常后悔以前没有好好的读中文。
My regret that I haven't studied a lot of Chinese. If he did, then I wouldn't be able to translate.
很多时候我觉得中国的许多的古训，那个时候我记得我母亲在世的时候常常要我读古文观止。Anyway,
there are so many good Chinese teachings. In fact, my mother wanted me to study those.
她不只是要我学，还要我去背它。
Not only to study, but to recite them by heart.
哎呀，有的时候觉得实在很对不起母亲哈，那个时候没有好好去读。
And indeed, I regret that I did not follow her instructions.
现在信主以后，现在开始传道以后，我就发现中国有许许多多的古训和圣经的真理是吻合的。
More and more, I'm finding that many teachings from old China, Chinese old teachings, indeed have a shadow of Christian truth.
我不知道孔夫子当年他说“朝闻道，夕死可也”的那个道，跟我们今天所讲的道有没有相通的地方。
I do not know when Confucius said, "If I could only hear the true word in the morning, whether it's the same word that we are talking about now."
我十分相信孔夫子那个时候心里面有一个非常迫切的一个需要。
But then I truly believe that in Confucius' heart, he has a big need.
他需要什么呢？他需要道。
He needed the truth.
那个道是什么道呢？
What kind of truth?
道在基督教里面是一个专有名词。
Indeed, this word that we call word is a unique Christian word.
今天我们教会不懂希腊文的人，我们现在大概都懂几句几个希腊字。
Well, those of us who've been in the church for a while, we know a few Greek words.
年轻人他们有一个主叫做 Douloi. The Douloi 就是希腊文，是仆人的意思。
For example, if you are serving with the youth, you may have heard of the word Douloi, which is the Greek for servant.
那么他们现在又成立了一个团契叫 Charis Fellowship.The charis 就是希腊文 grace 恩典的意思。
And now we have a charis fellowship, and that Greek word means grace.
这个地方的道在希腊文叫 logos, 很多人也知道了。
And we might have heard the Greek word logos, which is the word we're translated into word here.
约翰福音第一章一开始就提到这个道。
And in the Gospel of John, it begins with saying, "In the beginning was the Logos."
从第一节讲到一直到十四节讲到那个道的目的，叫做道成肉身。
And by the time it reached verse 14, John told us, "The Logos, the Word, became flesh."
那么大家知道，道成肉身是我过去几十年来一个很深的负担，也是我盼望我整个侍奉的一个代表。
And those of you who know me knows that it is my emphasis that my work will be word becomes flesh.
道成肉身提醒我们一件很重要的事情。
It reminds us of something very important.
基督教的信仰不错，提到天堂和地狱。
Yes, the Christian faith mentions about heaven and hell.
当他提到道成肉身的时候，
But when it talked about the word become flesh,
一定强调今生的关系。
The emphasis is today.
因为将来在天堂和地狱跟肉身没有关系。
Because in the future, when we are in heaven or in hell, has nothing to do with our flesh.
如果耶稣基督要让道成肉身，一定跟今生跟现在有关系。
But when the word became flesh, it tells us that the Christian faith has something to do with our daily life.
所以什么叫供求呢？
So what do we mean when we say supply and demand?
讲一篇信息是不是真正能够接触到弟兄姊妹生活的层面。
In other words, would this sermon touch the lives of brothers and sisters?
如果不能达到生活的层面，
If I cannot touch your lives,
我的道就不成功。
Then this is not a successful sermon.
这篇信息就不能达到目的。
Then it hasn't realized its objective.
所以在雅各告诉我们说，我们不要单单听道，也要什么？行道。
So in James, we were told we are not just to hear the word, but to practice it.
行道是生活。
We need to live out the word.
行道，中文翻得很好，这个行跟脚有关系。
In the Chinese translation, to live actually means to walk the way.
所以跟脚有关系。
It has something to do with our leg.
但是保罗在这里第三节、第四节不是提到脚，提到人身体器官里面另外一样东西。
But here, Paul didn't use the analogy of the legs, but another.
耳朵。
the ear.
他说到了时候人的耳朵发痒。
That the time will come when the ears will itch.
什么叫做 itching ear? 什么叫做发痒的耳朵呢？
What does it mean to have an itching ear?
发痒的耳朵就是你喜欢听一些你搔一搔耳朵很舒服的。
And that is you want to hear some words so that when you pick your ears, it becomes sort of nice.
我就发现今天很多人把道只是拿来享受。
And then I realized indeed today many people treat the word as something to be enjoyed.
你知道吗？从耳到脚还经过两关的。
You know, to reach...The leg from the ear, you have to pass through two more stages.
你耳朵听进去。
After your ear listens,
你的头要去想。
The brain needs to interpret.
你的心要去感。
And then your heart needs to feel it.
脚才能够去行。
And then you will respond.
我再说一遍，耳要听。
We first need to listen.
若单单听，你没有去想，你这个听没有用。
If you only listen but you do not think, then this is no good.
有了想而没有心的感也没有用。
But after you've thought about it, if your heart does not respond, that still is useless.
心里面有感而没有用脚去走也没有用。
But after you respond in your heart, if you do not walk the way, then that still is useless.
但是保罗在这里提到第一关。
But Paul here mentioned the first step.
到底我们今天传道这些人听到了没有
？Today when we preach, did the people listen?
到底他们有没有吸收
？Did they actually absorb?
所以保罗告诉提摩太
，So Paul told Timothy,
你要这样小心注意，你怎么样去帮助传道的对象，让他能够明白，成为你传道的动机。
You have to be careful and you have to be patient to help these people.
因为时间的关系，我必须停到这里。
I need to close because of time.
但求主帮助我。
But may God help me.
当我们去传道的时候。
That when we preach the word.
当我们去侍奉的时候。
When we serve God.
让我们在主的面前清楚地看见一件事情。
So that we can see one thing clearly.
我们的动机怎么样。
What is our motivation?
低头祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们实在感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you.
因为你的话永远是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Because your word is a light upon my feet and a light
upon my way. 求你今天早上照亮我们每一个人。
Shine on each one of us.
让我们在你的面前再次被你提醒。
So that we will again be reminded.
让你的话在我们里面落实。
So that your word will take root in us.
让我们不只是听。
So that we not only hear.
让我们想。
But we will also think.
让我们感，也让我们去行。
And to respond and to walk the way.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org.and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.